A familiar face is taking a second go to represent the NDP in the Airdrie-Cochrane riding. Steve Durrell, who ran in 2019, made the official announcement through a Facebook post on January 12. "It comes down to the fact that I'm a parent," he told Great West. "I've got three kids and I'm looking at the future of the province that they're going to grow up in." In his announcement, he said this coming election is one of high stakes. Durrell said since the last election, he's been contacted by residents voicing concerns about ambulance service, curriculum rewrites, vandalism targeting the LGBTQ2S+ community and more. "We need a strong education system," he said. "One that has a modern curriculum developed by experts, not extremists." As for healthcare, he pointed to Alberton's response to the current leadership's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. "People are disappointed," he said. "Even EMS, that's hit Airdrie and Cochrane in particular with red alerts coming up in an alarming frequency. Albertans expect those services. The NDP provides visions of a healthy education system and healthy healthcare," he said. "That vision fills those gaps that we've been seeing over the past 2 years. While Durrell may still be residing in Strathmore, he said moving into the area is always at the forefront of his mind and he's looking forward to knocking on doors in Airdrie and Cochrane. Durrell made headlines in 2019 after UCP leader Jason Kenney called him a 19-year-old in a video that circulated social media. He clapped back in a tweet stating he was, in fact, 29. The same age Kenney was when he was first elected. "I'll take young people getting active in politics over the old boys club any day," he wrote in the February 1 tweet. He said it wasn't the fact that Kenney incorrectly identified him as a teenager, it was that it was used as a shot against young people participating in politics. "We need everyone's voice," Durrell said Tuesday, January 18. "We need diverse backgrounds, ages, sexualities. It's important that everyone can see themselves represented in the legislature."